Well, it's Wednesday, the 25th of June, here in La Marina Urbanization, in the Costa Blanca, Spain. It's 8:45 a.m. and we're all but ready to head off for the day down the coast this time. But I'll explain it later. I'm watching one of the local cats that tries to get food off everyone. It's lying, and it has been lying, in the middle of the road, just down this steepy brae. All morning. It's just rolling around on its back, on its side, and it's been doing that for the past 2 hours, right in the middle of the road. Oh, the life of a cat. Anyway, this morning is absolutely stunningly gorgeous. There's just a light breeze getting up now, but when you say breeze here, it's extremely warm. About an hour ago when I took the rubbish down, walked all the way down and along to the main rubbish bins, there wasn't a breath of air. Incredibly still and quiet. Sun was already up and the heat was already there. Then just now it's really warm once again, probably about 23, 24 degrees. And it'll just climb as the day goes on. Yesterday, anyway. What did we do yesterday? Well, yesterday we got up to a thunderstorm. Not a massive one, because I'd hoped to record one. But just the odd rolling thunder. So I'm afraid I couldn't capture anything. Could have captured the sound of the rain, mind you. And that would have done. But it was cloudy all over. It was, and it stayed that way. It rained on and off during the night. It rained on and off. In the morning, so we thought, well, looking at the coastline was raining heavily, and we decided to head inland. I made the suggestion that probably inland towards Elche would be better, and then if the weather cleared, we'd come back to the coast. So that's exactly what we did do. We headed off to Elche, and lo and behold, although they had the rain, the sun was out, and the roads were dry already, so we spent a couple of hours out at Elche. And by the time we returned and came back, Elche, by the way, I didn't know this, we've been to Elche before. We were going there for items specific for the girls, to a couple of the stores. And we had to go through the town, or a good bit of the town, and not the route we took the last time, which went round circumvented. Is that correct? Yes, circumvented the town. We actually had to go through part of the town, and got us thinking about the size of the town. My brother-in-law, who knows all about football, boring, had said that they were in the Premier Spanish League, and he knew them well, as a team, not as a town. So I had a wee look, and I thought, well, look, this is a big town, you know. There's almost 250,000 people in Elche. Even he was shocked about that. But so we spent a couple of hours there. Came back, by the time we came back, and had tea. Yes, more food. You wouldn't think we'd had a decent breakfast every morning. We came back here, had food in the villa, and then I'm trying to remember what we did yesterday, my God. Let me pause for a second, please. Oh, yes, I remember now. Took a wee while, mind you. I'd be left here, and as I said, the coast had been clear again, so the sun was back out, drying everything up. So we just popped down the coast to Guadamar, which is really only about 10 minutes away, to the shops and to have a walk along the beach. As I said, stunning beaches around here. So we spent a bit of time that, walking along the surf. Look, I could do that forever. Oh, my goodness. People watching and surf walking. Great stuff in the sun, and it was extremely warm. We had our t-shirts off, and guys, that is, by the way, we had our t-shirts off, and this roaring wind, the guys were out on the surf with these sail surfboards, I can't remember what you call them, and honestly, these guys were travelling at, I don't know what they were travelling, 50, 60 mile an hour, it looked like. It were incredible speeds with a strong wind, but that strong wind was at a high temperature. Oh, my goodness me, was that fantastic. So we did that, then we came back up to the villa. Myself and my wife Mary, we made an afternoon tea for the four of us. I gave Alan and Ellen a wee break to just sit outside in the sun while we prepared an afternoon tea. Yes. Wasn't exciting. What did we do after that? Well, we just loafed basically for a wee bit and then headed up in the evening to Cagney's, which is a bar up in the town centre, as it were, or the urbanisation centre. Went to Cagney's because they had a bingo night on. Yes, the girls wanted to play bingo, coming all the way to Spain. They're not bingo players, by the way. Certainly not my wife, anyway. But I thought, well, it's part of the holiday, let's go and do it. So we said, well, we'll go along and we'll, you know, we'll play the part as well and get a couple of beers while we're there. You know, it was a bloody good night, excuse my French. It really was. The folk were really nice. Obviously, virtually all English people, most of the residents. In fact, I think they were all residents except us. And they all seemed to know each other. But I'll tell you, it was a good night. And when they have the bingo night on, all drinks, except for certain items, but that in general, the stuff you would normally drink, well, all drinks were €1. So that was even a cheap night for our beers. So we had a good night there, and by the time we came out, I can't remember the time, it was about 10:30. And then we hit Yogi's, become a favourite haunt of ours, Yogi's Fish and Chips. It's not just a fish and chip shop, it does all kinds of food, but they do marvellous chips and fish. So we had just bags of chips, brought them back to the villa, and had that before going to bed about 11:30 last night. Someone said to us last night, oh, you want to go down to to La Marina Beach this evening because they're setting fireworks off in celebration for this, that and the next thing, and you want to go down there? And I thought, no, I'd love to go down there, but it's almost midnight. The girls were pretty much knackered. See, you can't just change overnight to the times when you normally go to bed. Dragging the two girls through to midnight is hard enough as it is through asking them to go way down to a beach and stand there at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning watching fireworks. But there's so much celebration goes on here. Feast of this person, the feast of that person. And so they have effigies that they make out of paper mache, giant ones that they set up in the streets. Each area of the town will have their own effigy, and it's a competition. And then the joint celebration is when they burn effigies and set fireworks off. And this goes on all the way up and down the coast, from Benidorm down to Cartagena. And we're going to Cartagena today, which is about 80 miles down the coast, about an hour and 10 minutes, I think. We're going to go down there and work our way back up the coastal route and visit so many places. But I'll tell you about that later. So yesterday was a kind of lazy, lazy day. But all in all, another excellent day. So the days are winding in. This is Wednesday, and we'll have Wednesday, Thursday and Friday left before we head home on Saturday, but not until Saturday evening, so we'll see what happens then. I'm sure I can hear a bee's nest up in this palm tree. Can you hear that? Oh, do you know what it is? The palm tree's in flower. It's not a bee's nest. There's just thousands of bees at the flowers. Thousands of them. I could see even from 12, 15 feet up that their back legs are absolutely covered in pollen. You know, the big yellow knees, as it says, the bee's knees. I hope you can hear that. Not that. You know that dogs in Spain just tend to bark at their own shadow. Do you know that? It's a fact. At least it's been an apparent fact to me since I came here. anyway, that's just an aside. So, I beg to get down and get ready. I've already had 3 coffees this morning. Yes, 3 coffees. I'm drinking more coffee here than I did back home. But, so that was yesterday. Let's see what happens today. It's getting warmer. It's getting warmer. As I've said this before and I'll say it again, it's great to have it on holiday. But we want to live here. Beautiful as it is. Beautiful region. Beautiful weather, beautiful beaches, beautiful towns with gorgeous wee shops and markets. And in general, the people very friendly. But the thing is, I love Scotland more.